Right, because Keita was a Keita's a great bass player, man. Even then, see, Keita started out playing drums, you know. Then he's changed from drums to the bass player to bass, and went to this teacher that I'm trying to think of Red Mitchell. Him and Red Mitchell, I think, went to the same teacher, you know. So like and they're the same kind of the players, you know. They play the same, I guess. Being from the same teacher, they got some similarities of playing, but I think the same, they kind of looked, you know, the mannerism was sort of like the same, you know, the only one was black and one was white, you know, mm-hmm. like, but you could see where the connection was, you know, it was kind of, you could see the connection with the teacher, I think. So now the thing about Wynton is the most underrated piano player in the century. Because when I first sat down and played with Wynton, I said, this is it right here. I don't know how I can get any better than this. You know, because Wynton was right on everything. He played Down and Breathe. He breathed with her. You know, he played like all the stuff. If you listen to the records, you can hear him and her doing the conversation. You know, so like in him, Keaton and myself, I said, well, this is it. We don't need nobody else. You know, so like, that's what it was. And like, we were a trio, because I remember going to Detroit once and playing in a club there. What was it, Bluebird? Or I think it must
Bluebird
called
Inn.
Bluebird. Mm-hmm. And the house band was Yusuf Lateef, Barry Harris, the bass player was Milt Jackson's brother.
Mm-hmm. Ali Jackson?
No, not Ali. His name was something else. It wasn't Ali. But the bass player was his, and the drummer was Elvin Jones. That was a house band. You know, so I remember, I said, oh, man, these some bad guys here. But I was never afraid to go anywhere with the two guys I was with. Because I don't make any difference to who it is. You know, they can't be no better than us. You know, so that was the attitude I had through the whole thing with those guys. You know, I said, I go any place in the world with these guys and don't worry about it, you know, no sweat. You know, so that's what that was. I said, and everybody that played Wynton felt the same way about Wynton, because Wynton could play with everybody. He could play sick and, you know, and drunk, any kind of way he could play. I mean, just play swing through everything.